do what you wanna do. And you'll say what you wanna say, and you'll act how you think it's best. Let me tell you, my friend, it's a big mistake.
Hey everybody, my name is Brad, and this is Gamer Time.
Gamer Time, baby!
Everybody, this is episode 10 of Gamer Time. Today I have with me John.
Hello.
Aaron.
Hola.
And our special guest, DC Misfire, from over at dccombat.com.
Hello, everyone.
Anybody been playing anything new this week?
Nothing new. I just was playing a little bit of Dark Cloud 2 again, because I never beat it before. And
did you beat it yet?
Oh, no, I just started again today.
Oh, okay. Well, good luck with that.
Thanks.
I haven't purchased it yet, but I'm going to get a Pokemon Battle Revolution.
For what?
Nintendo Wii.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I thought it was for the DS. I was like, you don't have a DS.
No, I wish
weren't
I had a DS.
Weren't you
going
to do that for another game, too? You're like, isn't that for the DS? Oh, you're going to say you're going to buy a Pokemon Diamond. And I was like, you don't have a DS. And you're like, yeah.
Yeah, well.
Minor problem.
Once I get the DS, I'll actually start getting games for it.
That's a good idea, instead of buying the games first.
I was actually out today working on buying a 360.
Yay!
Haven't yet, but I'm working on it.
Which version of the 360 are you looking at?
Pro.
Oh, come on.
Expensive.
Spend the money for the Elite.
No, that's enough for the Pro. Oh my gosh. I considered the Core for a while, but I just think I would regret
no.
it.
Yeah, you would. Because if you get the Core and you want to do pretty much anything anybody does with a 360, mainly play on live, you got to go out and buy the hard drive and everything else. It's not worth it. You'll end up spending the same amount, if not more,
exactly.
on upgrading your Core than if you just go ahead and get a Pro.
Yeah, I was looking at the hard drives and I was like, I'm not going to save any money that way. So I got to man up and spend the money.
Well, speaking of the 360, I was playing Rainbow Six Vegas this past week, which is not a new game for me, but I haven't played it in months, thanks to being away at school, so I had a good time doing that.
See, I'm really anxious to try those games, because I know, like, all the real popular online ones, because I know they're so popular, and I don't know, like, I've never gotten into games like that, and I want to give them a chance. I want to see what all the hubbub is.
Hey, I never really liked war shooting games too much.
Aaron's a hippie.
Just a little bit.
I never liked war. Wear my organic underwear. And boy, does that sound comfortable.
Okay.
It's underwear made of corn. Anyway.
Better not have any allergies. I could get ugly.
Next topic.
I could go so far with that. Anyway. All right. I've got the sales numbers for May. What do you think the top-selling gaming system was for May?
Probably the Wii. I don't know. Because I know a lot of people are trying to find the Wii.
John, did you say the GameCube?
Yes, I did.
It's not even on the list I have.
What about the DS?
DS was number one at 423,000.
Oh. Wait, I thought you said console sales.
No, a system.
Okay. System then. Just kidding.
Next up was the Wii at 338,000. And then the next one surprised me, the PSP at 221,000.
Oh.
I didn't know it was doing that well.
They just started pushing it more at a lot of retail stores.
Well, the price is going down, too.
Yeah.
Next up was the PlayStation 2 at 188,000. Then the Xbox 360 at 155,000. The PlayStation 3 at 82,000. And the Game Boy Advance right behind the PlayStation 3 at 80,000.
Nice.
That's crazy.
I think the PlayStation 3 is just keeping their nose above water right now. Not even their neck. Their neck's wet.
I don't know. I think they're starting to take on some water. That's crazy. To, in a company, have your PlayStation 2 old generation, previous generation model selling much better than your current next-gen console.
More than twice as well.
Exactly. Enough people should already own PlayStation 2s need to go buy out some more.
Well, that does also show you how good a console the PlayStation 2 was. Just because it's retained its life so well. And I think the PlayStation 2 fit my personality perfectly, like the games that came out for it.
Yeah. Fit almost everybody's perfectly. Except for small children, but that's about it.
Well, that's why I'm nervous to buy a 360. I want to make sure it's going to keep coming out with games that I'm going to like, that are going to be like me. Because I know the kind of crowd that they have sometimes, and I don't know if I fit into it yet.
Oh, no, you fit in.
You're just an outcast, Brad.
No, we welcome like all me. Gamers with open arms.
Yeah, the kids don't like me. No, no, just, you know, like I said, I've never tried, you know, Rainbow Six or Gras or Gears of War.
Yeah, but see, right then you named two FPS first-person shooter games and another shooter game. There are RPGs or upcoming MMORPGs. You've got third-person games, you've got shooter games, you've got puzzle games, everything.
Yeah, I think there's a few that could hold me over. Yes, I'm going to buy Seven Wonders of the Ancient World.
If that's your kind of game, then by all means, go ahead.
Bejeweled. Everything's bejeweled. Anyway.
Yeah, I can't stand that game.
Take a wild guess at what the top-selling video game of May was. I didn't think it was that hard.
Because Nintendo DS was the highest, I'm going to say Pokemon.
Which one? That should be easy, too.
Oh, Diamond.
Exactly.
It's so much better than
Pokemon Diamond at 331,000.
Wow.
Then it was Mario Party 8 at 314,000. Spider-Man 3 for the PlayStation 2 at 249,000. Pokemon Pearl at 238,000. Wii Play at 227,000. Then the next ones were Forza Motorsport 2, Guitar Hero 2, Spider-Man 3, Command & Conquer 3, and Guitar Hero 2.
It was Guitar Hero 2 with the 360 beating out for the PlayStation 2.
Yeah.
Because the 360 version is so much better.
Oh, yeah. I don't know, I guess.
Just like Pokemon Diamond, so much better than Pokemon Pearl.
I think most of the PlayStation 2 owners already have Guitar Hero 2. And the 360 people are catching up.
Yeah, my brother is looking to buy a PlayStation 2 just for Guitar Hero 2.
Wow.
I don't have Guitar Hero yet.
Weirdo.
It was an alright game.
Darn PlayStation 2 people.
Wait, hey, we're an Xbox family now, so he's completely breaking ranks by doing that.
It's your black sheep with the black console. See, I don't know. I don't have the heart to sell mine just because I have all these great games for it.
Until it dies.
Yes. I have Most Wanted. I have Final Fantasy XII Collector's Edition. Okay, I shouldn't have admitted that. But anyway.
Yeah, that your voice, you're sounding a little sentimental here. You got some personal issues with that PlayStation?
It's great. I got SSX 3. I got, Tony Hawk's Underground.
SSX 3 is better anyway.
Nah. I mean, well, it points.
I think you should buy a second PlayStation 2, just so when the one you have now dies.
Oh, I might as well sell this one and buy a new one anyway. This one's getting pretty old. It can't read Tony Hawk's Underground anymore.
Oh, that's right. You still have the first generation one.
Fat version.
Mine's done all right. I have the big version. I've had it for 3 years now, I think.
It's getting old.
Here's a question for you guys. Does your PlayStation 2, the old ones, have the infrared sensor in the middle and the built into it, or do you have to have that extra plug-in for it?
Infrared sensor for what?
For the remote.
I haven't.
Oh, I don't have a remote. I don't know.
Then mine then.
I don't think it does, but you know. Yes, it does.
Okay.
Can't prove me wrong.
Can't prove you right either. I think he's lying.
I would never do such a thing. All right, time for some news. The news this week is going to be kind of old because this episode got put off for about a week, but bear with me. Sony has started an official blog, and in it squashed the rumors of a PSP phone, and has denied any official news of a PSP Slim.
I want a PSP Slim.
Well, I still think they are probably going to redesign it eventually. They need to.
They have to.
Just for you.
Yes, they do. I mean, the laptops get 9 hours battery life, and the PlayStation Portables, which should not take up that much battery, get about 6.
Yeah, on a good day.
Well, that's the thing to do right now. If you look at your consoles, the Xbox, for example, I'm sorry, those are the only examples I have. The Elite is a 360 with a black cover and more memory on it. It's really not a big difference, and it comes with I think built-in HDMI or something like that. I don't know because I'm really not interested. I like my 360 as is. But it's just the same thing upgraded, selling for more than the original. So PlayStation 2, you have the later, the slim one, still pretty much the same thing, just a slightly different core design difference. So I think they should. They can resell all of them.
As long as it sells and it's not like the...
Sales are doing pretty good right now, actually, surprisingly. They're in third.
Yeah, maybe if they come up with the PlayStation 3 Slim, maybe maybe it'll sell. You hear that, Sony? You need to put a new color and make it skinnier, and people will buy it.
You know what? The iPhone came out...
6 p.m. today. I was watching... busy at a singular store for this.
I was watching the news. People were lining up and... camping at stores last night just to get an iPhone.
Oh, they started Monday.
That's ludicrous.
It's a phone,
Mac,
people.
Mac users.
I will say, I was in D.C. today at a singular store. Probably about 5:30. There were three people in line.
I think, I don't know, maybe it's just me. I think it's funny that the iPhone costs $600. For certain reasons.
And go be smart and buy yourself a 360. That's worth
iPhone,
camping overnight.
I put Skype on it?
You know, Best Buy is actually out of 360s right now, the one by my house.
Actually, most Best Buys haven't been able to keep the Elites in stock. They've been able to keep the one above the Cores. I can't think of what they call it.
Cores, Pros, Elites.
Pro?
The Pro, premium? Yeah. The Pro one. They've been able to keep those, but the Core and the Elites all sell out.
I'm surprised. Well, not terribly. I think the Pro is for more... hardcore gamers. I don't know about hardcore, but you know what I mean. Just people that are actually, you know, going to use the heck out of the Live. XboxNerds.com has reported the results for the Halo 3 beta. 820,000 gamers have logged on to experience the engrossing FPS. Those players have logged over 12 million hours of gameplay during the beta test period, which is a little strange considering that would require 1,400 hours for every player. And there have been over 580,000 saved films representing more than 2.7 terabytes of data.
Dang.
I think there's something wrong with their computer there. 1,400 hours per player?
No. That could be right. You got something playing it. Oh,
not everyone is going to play like that.
Oh, my God.
No, but you got to have someone playing it for, you know.
Somebody had to leave it on all night or something.
Great.
How long was it out?
A month, maybe?
A month?
I don't know.
Here, I'm going to do some calculations. Okay, so it was out about a month?
I'm guessing on that.
Well, so that would be 58 days. 1,400 hours is 58 days for each player.
Just kidding, only 3 weeks.
See, something's wrong there. That's not even physically possible to play for that much.
I mean, even, okay, you say that not everyone played 1,400 hours, so maybe someone picked up somebody else's 1,400, but still, that doesn't
matter. That's 58 days. 1,400 hours is 58 days straight.
Yeah, somebody's...
Somebody messed up.
Not being true.
I know.
Maybe they put a few extra zeros on the end of it or something like that.
I know.
In the news, Halo 3 got a heck of a lot of game time in, so enjoy the beta. Wait till the new game.
Are you a Halo fan?
Me?
Yes.
No.
Our resident Xbox 360 owner.
I enjoyed Halo playing System Link, and I thought Halo 2 was BS, so I didn't pick it up until about a year ago, and then I actually played with people I knew, and it became an enjoyable game on Xbox Live.
So you're not going to rush out and buy the Legendary Edition and get your helmet?
Heavens no.
$130.
I mean, you know, I thought about pre-ordering the Super Duper Edition with my own Master Chief helmet and stuff like that, but that thought lasted about 30 seconds, and I'll just wait until like a few weeks later and bum a copy off somebody else.
Mm-hmm. I have news here from Blizzard, my favorite company in the world, with the possibility of a Diablo movie in development.
The possibility of a movie coming out or the possibility of it being in development right now?
The possibility, there's no official announcement from Blizzard, but Legendary Pictures, the people who own Diablo, speculate that a press release about the movie will be announced soon.
Sounds hazy.
Yeah, possibly at BlizzCon 2007. I don't know. I'm not sure how that would work It'll be interesting if it does.
See, well, I think a lot of games are starting to do that. They're starting to reverse the process, you know? There's been a million, you know, games based off movies. Now they're just saying, I wonder what happens if we do it the other way, you know? Oh, we already got peanut butter on our chocolate. Now let's put our chocolate on our peanut butter for the deal.
Well, we saw how things like the Mario Brothers fared.
what's that guy's name? Dirty porn star. Can't remember his name.
Ron Jeremy?
Yes, wasn't he Mario one time?
I have no idea. I hope not.
Not in, like, Super Mushroom 4 or something like that. No, I think it was an actual, like, Super Mario Bros. Movie or something that he was in it.
I have no idea.
Oh, thank you for saving me, Mario. No problem. Click.
That was awesome. Okay, well, here's a little Googling on my part. Joystick, my favorite news website, has listed Legendary Pictures producing Diablo film. It's an article from the 18th of June, and it says the official website for Legendary Pictures is listing Diablo in its development portion of the site. So there isn't an official press release out, but they have it posted on their website as a movie that's in development, alongside the previously announced World of Warcraft film.
What would those even be? I mean, I can't even think of like a storyline that it would be, you know?
Well, for
is there a love
World
story
of Warcraft,
between like a dwarf and a night elf or something, or
World of Warcraft, it can just be like the Horde against the Alliance,
a war movie with like one person on each side in love with the other, and you're like, eh, what does an alliance refuse thy alliance? And anyway, I don't know my Shakespeare.
Did I have a scene in that? You know, my YouTube video, Leroy Jenkins.
I've
throw down the World of Warcraft movie.
Oh, that'd be great. Sony Computer Entertainment's new CEO, Kazuo Hirai. Am I saying that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
Sounds good to me.
It was taking the place of Ken Kutaragi, who stepped down from CEO on Tuesday. Well, last Tuesday. Plans to fix the console's problem with lack of games. Sony promises to have 380 games out by the end of their fiscal year, which is in March 2008. This number includes 200 software titles and 180 downloadable games from the PlayStation Network, which will be quite a feat considering so far they have released 60 software titles and 50 PlayStation Network games.
Oh my gosh.
So they're trying
Congratulations,
to release...
Congratulations, but... Yeah. If you set a date like that, you're asking for failure. Unless they have that many games already thoroughly in development, they're just sitting on a back shelf waiting to be released.
Which there's no way.
Gosh.
They're trying to release more than three times as many games as they already have by March.
They'll just release a bunch of, like, Phantom Vision.
Oh, they're probably going to be, like, there's probably going to be, like, 40, you know, Jack-in-the-Box games or whatever it was.
Jack and Daxter?
No, Jack and the... It was that restaurant, Burger King or something. I don't know. Burger King?
Burger King did three Xbox 360 games.
Exactly. If they did three 360 four. Games, they can probably do like 12 to 80, you know, PlayStation 3 games, and they'll all be like, I don't know, this one's the Bunny Race, $20. This one's, you know, Jump Rope, $20, you know. There's no way they can get that many games out. There's no way.
Well, either that... Or Sony's been holding back. That's a possibility, that they do have stuff developed. They do have things that have been in the works, but they've been holding on to it, waiting for this big aha moment. We really can make a comeback instead of just keeping us steadily accepting new games and new software.
You know, you hope so for their sake.
I'm trying to be nice here.
Well, you Well, I've been hearing a lot of discussion that you actually want everybody to succeed, because if Sony completely falls out, then, you know, Nintendo and Microsoft don't have to worry about them anymore, and that's one less reason to one-up each other, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You want Sony to do well. No.
Yes, sir.
No, it's good for competition.
Yeah, you do, but at this point... Sony, you know, I'll give you a hug, say good job, but you've
also
sucked thus far, and it's time to go to step three.
It's painful to watch.
Yes,
you almost
it is.
Feel sorry for them.
Yeah. Them and their millions and billions of dollars.
which is leaking slowly.
You guys might have heard about Immersion suing Microsoft over Rumble technology and their game controllers. Well, apparently Immersion didn't hold up their deal, or their part of the deal. And so Microsoft is suing them back for part of the money that they had to pay. So it's just a big legal battle. Which, I mean, I guess it's important, but as long as it doesn't affect how much the games cost and everything, I don't really care.
I think Microsoft can handle a lawsuit or two at this point.
Yeah, I'd say so.
You know, Sony, on the other hand.
I might sue them for 360 later.
Hey, if your 360 fails, there are already people suing them, so
really?
Join in. Yeah, really. But that's just me tossing in another news topic. Continue.
I'd say, you know, you can't worry about derailing us because we have no... We are an off-road train.
A train? This is pretty impressive that you made it off-road.
Uh-huh.
Those trains, you know, just topple onto their side and blow up as soon as they leave the tracks, but I'm impressed.
We were built off the tracks. We can't even find the tracks.
So you're blind.
No, we see where we're going. It's just.
No,
it's,
I mean, no. If dust. You do survive, that's okay. I'm not going to make fun of you or anything.
We're in the desert, so it's covered. Have you ever seen Wild Wild West? Never mind. I'm getting off track. I'm getting off.
Yes, I have.
Where are we? What are we doing?
All right. Well, Nintendo's being sued for the Wii of a semiconductor technology they use. Basically, they just joined another one. Lone Star Inventions, a Texas-based technology company, sues Nintendo alleging that the Wii, quote-unquote, infringes on a patent that it holds for a high capacitance structure in a semiconductor device.
I knew that was going to happen.
I know. Basically, it's going to probably get thrown out because from what I've looked up about just the semiconductors in them, they seem to be kind of universal.
You know, a lot of people are getting sued these days. I think... No, but you know, Blu-ray got sued because somebody said they invented the technique that's used to make them.
Yeah. Speaking of Blu-ray, nice transition.
Smooth.
Blockbuster is... they're closing down. They're renting out HDVDs, and they're going to be pretty much just using Blu-ray only now.
Yippee.
So that's a pretty big hit to the HD-DVD.
Yeah.
No, it's not. Okay, here's me coming from the other end of that story. Blockbuster, in general, all the stories you read on that, if you look at their sales right now, how they're doing with rentals and how they're doing with, you know, selling used movies and things like that, they are regularly losing customers to all of the online game and movie rental sites.
Yeah.
So Blockbuster is struggling financially right now anyways, and then to choose between Blu-ray and HD DVD, which really is not that big of a deal. People get so worked up about this argument. It's not that big of a deal. But you've now alienated a portion of your viewers by telling them you're only going to do Blu-ray. So people who use HD DVD or have the technology for that instead of Blu-ray are no longer going to be able to purchase things, rent things from Blockbuster.
Do you think there could have been some behind-the-scenes work where Blu-ray was like, if you pick us, then we'll throw a little something your way?
Yes.
I don't like Blockbuster anyways. I use Netflix, but...
There you go. There's an example.
Yeah, I understand that.
I use Redbox.
I use whatever's closest.
Sony loves to buy stuff out, though. Sony just seems to be the company that those sales might be horrible, but they'll still go ahead and make deals with 20, 30 companies just so they can get some, you know, more advertisement, basically.
I still think it's funny that the iPhone costs $600. It just shows you that the price is not the absolute important thing. It's how you market it. I mean, people are clamoring over the iPhone.
Watch it be like an N-Gage.
I think Mac fanboys would follow it to the death.
I mean, I wouldn't buy one, but I did think it looked kind of cool.
I have a touch phone right now. I have the LG Chocolate, and I regularly throw it against the wall because I'm a little wary of touch phones right now.
You don't like to get personal with your technology?
I don't like it when I call when it's sitting on the desk.
Oh, okay.
Like it will be sitting. Like I will finish something. I will close it. It will go dark. I will put it on my desk. Then I hear, "Hello,
hello. Did you call me?"
Like, cry, and I look over, and it's like there's a call in progress with somebody, so I have to hang up, and then.
That's your fault. You bought the
chocolate. Well, you tell them beforehand that you're hanging up, right? You don't just up and hang up on them, right?
There's somebody there.
I'm hanging up. Aware. Click. No.
Brad, you just called me and hung up on me, dude. What's up with that?
This is my baby sister. You don't have a baby sister. You don't know. Anyway.
It's my love child.
I'm a baby daddy. Anyway. Long story.
Speaking of the iPhone, I saw it, thought, oh, it looks pretty cool. And then I saw the features and thought, yeah, it's just a phone. I wouldn't use half those features anyways. I would like to think I would, but I know, speaking from experience as a PDA owner, it looks cool, but you end up not using it as much.
Yeah, because I can't think of any time when I'd be away from my house that long that I have to go on the internet on my phone and look at videos on my phone and do all that junk.
Been out for 3 hours. I gotta go to YouTube, man. I'm jonesing.
I like to watch movies on my 2x3 screen. Yeah.
What's wrong with watching movies on your 2x3 screen?
Oh, just carry a laptop with you.
iPod video. PSP, for that matter.
It kind of hurts my eyes.
I watch videos on my phone and check my emails, so I have to wear all that stuff.
Well, when you expect all that to cost a lot more monthly?
Yeah.
To get full internet access? You know?
Yeah, but internet on mobile devices like that isn't the same as what you've got on, like, your laptop. You have a limited browser.
Yeah. But, I mean, well, on the iPhone, they're advertising the full internet, and I still think it would cost at least $10 a month. At least, at the very least. Because
no, if anything, you'd be paying for it on top of your usual in-home stuff.
Yeah, but the reason I think it would cost so much is because it is going through your phone service. Which stuff is always more expensive that way. New supposed Grand Theft Auto 4 details have been leaked. Apparently with this one, they're trying to make it a lot more realistic. Like, they're trying to make it less like a game, which is kind of scary at some points. But, like, there's no more HUD, which means health will be determined by the way your character looks. You know, I guess if he has a limp or a bloody lip, or if he's like, I want to die, then he's probably low on health. You can't make cars explode by shooting, you know, like, the tires or the door. You know, it's more realistic to make a car explode, you actually have to use explosives. Mm. Which I always thought was funny, you know, like, in some games you shoot it 5 times and it explodes, even if you shoot it, like, in the windshield. And another thing, bullet wounds will affect you more realistically. Which means, I guess, blood will be squirting out of your arm and, you know.
You can't get probably a bullet wound for a band-aid on it.
Like, if you get shot in the arm, you won't be able to use that arm, or in the leg, then you've got a limp now.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if you have medical bills. Girlfriends, eating, and fitness have been eliminated, but certain skills will improve over time, which introduces more RPG elements to the game. I guess that means you get better at driving cars or using certain weapons or something.
Okay.
But you're not a girlfriend, so maybe that's why you have weapons, because you're lonely. Anyway. Yeah, no eating. Like I said, they're going for realistic, so. 100% game completion will offer gamers a lot more extras. Which I always like. I always like to 100% my games. For some reason. Maybe it's OCD. I don't know.
Probably.
I mean, do y'all like to do that, or is that just me? I mean, do y'all like to 100% your games, or do you just beat it and then, you know, maybe do
a
few side quests?
It depends on the type of game.
Yeah.
It really does.
Cause,
like, I would say SSX, yes, you want to get to 100% of the game.
Yeah, that's one I don't, though, actually.
Fine, it just depends on the player. Gran Turismo is impossible to get to 100% of the game without, you know, spending years of your life trying to it for an average gamer. So, I mean, that's stuff you just play for the fun of it.
Like, I don't find Gran Turismo fun, but okay.
Let's see, the total landmass of the game will be bigger than the 3 major cities of San Andreas combined.
Ooh,
everybody, ah.
Yay.
San Andreas in California or Texas?
I think it's in California.
Okay. Just how much I played that game, if you noticed.
Or studied geography. I'm just kidding.
That too.
It's in California.
Sorry, that was funny.
Call of Duty 4, Modern Warfare. I don't see what system it's going to be on, but it's...
Xbox 360.
All right. There you go. Yeah,
it will be. I don't know about any other system.
I see it now. It says Xbox 360. Yeah. Unlike the other Call of Duty games, it's not going to be related to World War II. It's going to be more modern. So it's a lot closer to like the war that's happening now. But it's obviously they don't want to get too close to it because they don't want to. They want to be bipartisan. It's the game's going to be more character driven than location driven. So far, there's for different situations, I guess, or different campaigns. You've got a rebellious Middle Eastern revolutionary, a gung-ho U.S. Marine, and a taciturn British SAS soldier. So you have those three people to, I guess, bond with as you finish those campaigns. There's also going to be, just for multiplayer. I'm not sure, but there's going to be different classes, like some of them that it lists here are Last Stand, which gives players a handgun and a single clip of ammunition to blow through after they've been killed. Then there's GPS Jammer, which prevents other players from seeing the user on radar. And then there's Dead Silence, which makes players' movements inaudible. Those are just a couple of them. And also, speaking about realism, there's going to be a realism mode, which, like, if you get shot in the arm, you can't use that arm. And if you get shot in the torso, then you're automatically dead.
So do you think they have that one just default off because it would be annoying for some players?
Yeah, I think because your torso is a pretty big place to get hit. So normally if a person gets hit there, then they're going to die. But they have it turned off so that you can keep playing. You don't get too frustrated. You keep dying.
Mm-hmm.
No, wait. Hold on. Hold on, because I've heard about this. I'm having fun on Google for just a sec.
You did tell me you were the Google queen.
maybe, yeah.
Yeah, you...
Also, it's really realistic. Like, just the regular gameplay and cinematics and everything.
Okay, never mind, just kidding.
Mm. So this one is not a World War II shooter?
Nope.
Hallelujah.
Yay.
Really? Those were getting way too old.
Oh, there's hundreds of them, literally.
You can only kill Nazis and Japanese for so long.
Mm-hmm.
Or you get bored.
Transformers, the game, just came out. Basically, you choose between the Autobots or the Decepticons. So you choose which side you want to do, either, you know, save the Earth or destroy the Earth. Pick your fate. From everything I've seen about, I'd compare it to the... If you ever played when the Hulk came out as a movie... The video game that was that where you basically just destroy the Earth. Either way.
That reminds me of anybody else? What was that game where your whole goal was to completely destroy a city?
Rampage.
Yes.
I remember that game.
It was obviously a hit for you guys.
Well, do you know it?
It was alright.
I don't.
You don't know it? You don't know Rampage?
No, I don't know Rampage.
Oh my gosh!
No way! Oh my god!
Rampage is like...
What did you play Rampage on?
I don't know. It was an arcade game for a while.
Game Boy?
I think
Nintendo.
PlayStation 2. Or PlayStation also.
There was one for PlayStation 1.
Oh, and that also reminds me of Primal Rage.
I have that game.
Yes, I remember Primal Rage.
For the Super Nintendo.
Now that was another one of those arcade turn console games.
Yeah.
What game are we talking about? Take-Two's Manhunt 2 has been banned in Britain and received an adults-only rating from the ESRB. The rating has not been announced publicly, so apparently they still have time to change it. And Sony and Nintendo have said they will drop the title if it keeps the adults-only rating. And so far, the game is only planned to come out on the Wii, PlayStation 2, and PSP, which means if they don't change it, then they're not going to have a game unless they release it online or something. And apparently they even stalled it. Like, they have stalled putting the game out until further notice, basically.
That makes sense. I mean, adult only is not going to sell.
See, not only are the companies not going to support it on their systems, but I don't know how many retail stores would actually put it on their shelves.
Let's see what the ESRB says about this. It should only be played by persons 18 or over. So, you're not supposed to be able to buy mature games without parents' permission if you're under 17. But I'm sure people get away with that. Whereas adults, only you know that we check in IDs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's the real major difference. I mean, because technically it's only 1 year in difference, but I think they will be much stricter with AO.
Mm. And also, I know parents who, I mean, you see your kid with a teen or mature game, and mature, that doesn't sound too bad. Adults only is a big red flag saying, hello, I'm not supposed to be playing this.
How many other AO games are there? I can't really think of any in the U.S.
If anything, they'd probably just be for, like, the computer.
But I've seen some of the footage and heard some of the kill methods of Manhunt 2, and I think it's pretty demented at points, so it's probably deserved.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
And I could be thinking of the wrong game. This might be the one where after you kill people, you can then pee on them.
It reminds me I think it was called, like, Postal 2 or something.
That's what I'm thinking of. Yeah, we were talking about Manhunt and ended up getting on the subject of Postal 2. Just kidding.
Here we go. As of June 2007, there have been 23 products.
23 products.
Which have officially
according to Wikipedia's ESRB article.
I do what I want. I'm sorry, you're right. What does Google say?
I googled adult only game stats and couldn't find any definite website. It just kept taking me back to the ESRB site, so I went to Wiki and looked at them.
Thank you. Most of which are available on Windows and Apple Macintosh computers, as well as the Philips CDI. Long story short, Manhunt 2 needs to change if they want to really sell much of anything.
Yeah. Well, now, even if they do change, they could take stuff out, but that would mean really redoing that game. Mm-hmm. It's going to be really heavy for them man-hour-wise as well as money-wise trying to redo so much of that game. But also, you still have, it's going to be, I'm going to get the game Manhunt, the one that was previously rated adult only. So it's already got that tag on it of, this was a pretty bad game, and now we're trying to make it nicer, but it once was pretty bad.
Is the British system different from the U.S. system in rating games and such?
I think the reason they banned it is something completely different. Is their own law. It's not the ESRB.
The ESRB, the Entertainment Software Rating Board, is just entertainment software in the U.S. and Canada.
Well, anyway, sorry. So if you're looking forward to ripping some guy's hoo-hoos off with some tweezers, sorry. And that was an actual kill, so get that one out of your head before you go to sleep. Alright, that's about all I have for this week. Don't forget to go check out our website at www.gamertimeradio.com. You can sign up for our forums on there.
I hear we have a new voicemail number.
Yes, we have a new voicemail number. Because apparently, if you don't call it within 30 days or so, then they cancel you. It's called the get-what-you-pay-for treatment. So please call us every once in a while.
Give us some love.
Our new number is 206-350-0943.
At least it's not 666 anymore.
See, that could be the problem there.
I'm sure everybody's been clamoring to call. They're like, oh, I just can't press the button 3 times in a row. And
then we'll be flooded for you
with voicemails. All right, well, thank you for being here, John.
As always, see you next week.
And thank you for being here, Aaron.
No problem.
And thank you for being here, special guest DC Misfire.
Thank you for the honor of being on here.
And that's Gamer Time. I was calling Roll and everybody else said hi, and then I heard John go, hee, and I was like, that counts.
I said hi.
I sound like I'm selling phone books. Anyway.
I'll buy one.
La-da-da-da-da.
Apparently,
Who is playing with their microphone?
Stop petting your mic.
John?
It wasn't me that time.
I'm sitting in a chair 3 feet back from my microphone.
My wire is being tripped around. Okay.
It sounded like microphone.
Is that better?